You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Adani Group is in talks with banks to raise nearly $750 million, or ₹6,200 crore, to pay for the conversion of warrants allotted by Ambuja Cements. The deadline to make the payment ends on April 18. Ambuja Cements had allotted 477.4 million convertible warrants to Harmonia Trade, an investment a part of the Adani family, in October 2022. The Adani family had made an upfront payment of ₹5,000 crore, while the remaining ₹15,000 crore was to be paid within the next 18 months. Of this, the family has paid ₹6,661 crore in March this year. After the conversion of warrants to shares, the promoter's shareholding will rise from 66.7% as of March into 70.3%. Meanwhile, the government has expanded the scope of the year-long market surveys that began in January to re-identify the items that Indian people consume most frequently, as it targets to reconstitute the consumer price index. According to official sources, the expansion is twofold. The Ministry of Statistics will hold the surveys in as many as 2,860 representative physical markets, up from under 2,000 in the last excise conducted in 2011-12, and the new index could comprise over 320 items, compared with 299 in the extant one. While the survey will conclude in December 2024, the release of the new CPI will take another few months. The change in the CPI is crucial. The retail inflation is to be kept in the range of 4 plus or minus 2%. Moving on, net cash accretion in No-Frills Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana bank accounts rose to an all-time high of ₹36,153 crore in 2023-24, which also showed that average cash deposits per account at a high of ₹4,524. Despite reaching near saturation levels, as many as 33 million new PMJDY accounts were opened in FY24, taking the cumulative PMJDY accounts at 519.5 million. The total balance in these accounts stood at ₹2,34,997 crore, compared with ₹1,98,844 crore a year ago. While the overall balance in Jan Dhan accounts rose by 18% in FY24, as against 19% in FY23, while the deposits per Jan Dhan account rose 22% on year in FY24. Over to industry. Imports of edible oils, palm, soybean and sunflower declined by 17% on year to 5.76 MT in the November-March 2023-24 as elevated palm oil prices impacted shipments. November-October season is regarded as oilier given seasonal nature of the crops. The high base of last year and an incipient spurt in global prices of oils are the reason for the drop in imports on an annual basis. The SEA said that as on April 1st, total edible oil stocks stood at 2.31 MT, a decline of 32% that of the year-ago period. Terming palm oil as the current price leader, B.V. Mehta, Executive Director, SEA, said lower production and stock of palm oil in Indonesia and Malaysia resulted in decline in supplies. In some more industry news, state-owned major coal mining and producing company, Coal India, contributed ₹60,140.31 crore to the exchequer in the financial year 2023-24, up 6.4% from the previous fiscal, according to the latest data available by the Coal Ministry. The amount paid to the central and state governments includes royalties, GST, cess on coal and other levies. Coal production generates substantial revenue for both central and state governments, with royalty collections from CIL reaching ₹16,066.69 crore in FY24, compared to ₹15,401.30 crore in FY23. Additionally, contributions to the District Mineral Fund and National Mineral Exploration Trust, additional royalties under the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act, further bolstered government finances in FY24. Next up, to ensure transparency in the procurement, the government will introduce direct benefit transfer for ensuring payments to the farmers within a week of purchase of onion at market rate by the designated agencies for the buffer. Sources told FE that farmers would be asked to register on the portal with bank details so that the payment is made to farmers within 7 days of procurement of the staple vegetable. Currently, the government is buying Tur Dal directly from the farmers through DBT mode. Earlier, the two agencies, Farmers Cooperative NAFED and National Cooperative Consumers Federation of India, engaged in onion procurement for building the buffer used to pay to the federations or cooperatives in Maharashtra, subsequently released to farmers. Lastly, let's have a look at the stocks in focus today. These include Maharashtra Seamless, Mahindra & Mahindra, TCS, Phoenix Mills, Wipro, Dr. Reddy's Lab, CAMS and Bharati Hexacom. The Phoenix Mills reported a 27% year-on-year jump in total consumption, reaching ₹2,818 crore in the fourth quarter. Gross retail collections surged by 37% to ₹791 crore. On the other hand, Larsen & Toubro announced the completion of the divestment of L&T Infrastructure Development Projects Limited. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.